This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The city of Denver is being sued over how police handled Black Lives Matter protests. CPR's May Ortega reports.
The seven plaintiffs in the case range from a local freelance photojournalist to a union organizer and a small business owner. They say police used excessive force and violated their First Amendment rights. Elizabeth Wong with Lovey & Lovey is representing them.
They all experienced tear gas and to varying degrees pepper spray as well. Some of them were hit directly with pepper bullets or other projectiles that were shot at them or into a crowd by the Denver police.
The plaintiffs want compensation from police. A civilian-run city department that oversees investigations into law enforcement officers in Denver is investigating DPD's handling of the protests. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The Museum of Contemporary Art Denver reopens to members today with public access resuming tomorrow. It closed in March due to COVID-19. There will be a timed ticketing system for entry, reduced capacity, and patrons must wear masks. Admission is free on weekends. The museum will also open an exhibition by Nari Ward, who makes art with found objects and materials that explore aspects of American culture, such as racism and national identity. Lows tonight, 45 in the mountains, 55 for lower elevations. It's sunny across Colorado at this hour. This is CPR.